For the price of a magazine, subscribe to The Guitar Channel to access the full videos. Welcome to the Guitar Channel. I'm super happy to welcome you a new interview. I have with me today the one and only Guillaume Jeulin from Blue Cat Audio. Guillaume, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for inviting me to your place here in the top secret place in France. Guillaume, you have to tell me what is Blue Cat Audio.
It's a French company. Okay. And I'm doing software to process audio, to and many plugins and software to craft your guitar tone.
Okay.
Like amp simulations and pickup simulations and many other things that helps you create your tone with your laptop or a desktop PC.
Okay, and that's also the guitar product you have in Blue Cat Audio is only a small portion of the overall products you have regarding software and plugins, right?
Yes, that's right. So I have some lots of plugins and software for people doing mixing, mastering, some tools to do audio analysis, and other tools for developers too. And one part is like maybe 30% of the products are for guitar players.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about your history. How did you get involved in the business of software developing for music?
So I've been always passionate about sound and guitar because I've been playing guitar for almost 40 years now.
Yeah.
And I was also passionate about science and modeling in general, like physics. I liked programming too, so I managed to combine the three passions into one, which is doing software for musicians and for sound processing. And I first started just for my own pleasure, doing software and plugins for myself, just to play at home.
Okay.
And one day, and I was giving them away on the web. And someday some people asked me for some new stuff that I did for a small fee, and that's the way it started.
Okay. So you used to have a regular job in a big corporate company and stuff like that, then you moved to the music business, right?
Yeah, so actually I did both for 10 years, like having two jobs at the same time. And yes, since 10 years, I've been doing only music software.
Mm. And what do you say to the guitar player who are usually super into old stuff, you know, the 70-year-old technology, tube amp stuff and things like that, when they say, well, no way, I'm not going to play my guitar on the computer. So how do you fight this fight?
I'm not fighting, I'm just saying try it out and see if it works for you. I mean, I don't want to convince people to change, because when you have the right tools for you, that's fine. But anyway, if you want to record yourself nowadays, you have to use a computer, unless you're really crazy.
Yeah.
Who wants to record on tape?
Are you looking at me like that?
No, I mean, who wants to record on tape anymore, except if you have, well, some very high... Anyway, you have to use a computer, so maybe you want to try the software and have everything in one single box and see if it works for you.
Okay.
And most of the time people say, oh yeah, it's not that bad.
And what is the biggest advantage, you would say, of a digital solution to play with guitar, audio interface and the computer compared to the old system with pedals, amp and stuff like that?
Well, it's much simpler. You have a very small box to carry with you, and you have all your tones in there.
Yeah.
It's easy to control with either your mouse or a pedal board, and you have many more tones out of it, because if you want to have as many tones in the real world, you need to buy like hundreds of amps and pedals, and in the digital world, there's no buzz or, I mean, it's all, it's... In the end, it may seem a bit more complicated, but it's much simpler. It's everything in one single box and very very easy to craft your tone. Especially, I've designed the tools in a way that helps you create the tone without having to know anything about the microphones, the cabinets, and all the where you put the microphone. I mean, In the end, you get the tone you want with much less knowledge. Just know what you want to do.
And do you think it makes a big difference that you have been playing the guitar for many years now, and you are as well a software developer compared to other solutions on the market?
I guess yes, it makes a bit difference because the software I designed it for myself as a guitar player. And so one of my main goals was to be able to play and have a great feeling while playing. So the tone is very important, but at the end of the day, you want to be inspired when you play. Mm-hmm. And many of the other solutions I tried in the past were not able to give you that. I mean, they sound good in a mix. So I suspect many people develop these tools with just backing tracks or
pre-recorded
stuff. Mm. Whereas I've been working on those with the guitar in hand. So I tried to play with it, and I spent like 5 years just for the amp simulation because it didn't feel right for me as a musician.
And what do you think is the biggest difference between the solution you proposed and other players, like, I don't know, the Kemper, the Fractal, all the BS effect solution and things like that?
I think apart from the fact that maybe the feeling is different for the same reason I said earlier, the big difference is that the approach to craft the tone is very different.
Okay.
So you don't select, it's not trying to emulate what happens in the real world. So you don't select your cabinets, your amplifiers with the existing model. So you can do that if you want, but that's not the approach I would recommend, because when you want to get the tone you're looking for, you might not know everything about all the recording solutions and all the tools that exist in the real world. Mm-hmm. So you want to find your tone with other criteria than just hardware that you don't know. Mm-hmm. Like I want more high end, so just boost the treble and the kind of ideas.
We are now in 2021. Do you think we are at the stage where it's actually possible to go on stage with a guitar, audio interface, computer, and play in front of people without worrying that your computer is going to crash or I don't know what nightmare could happen?
Yes, definitely. I actually have been doing that for like 2 or 3 years now.
Okay, and it works?
It works.
Yeah.
Initially, when I started doing software for guitar, it was mainly for the studio, mm-hmm. for myself.
Yeah.
And then I find it so useful and easy to use, rather than having all my my amps, all that stuff, that I started using it in rehearsals only.
Yeah.
And it worked well, so I tried in concerts and it works well. So I'm not doing big stages, but for the things I do, it works very well. You just have to hide your computer sometimes because people might worry about what you're doing with that, if there's a playback track or whatever. But you just use the pedal board and that's fine. Mm.
Have you seen some professional guitar player using this kind of software solution, software-based solution?
Yeah, actually, I've seen like 2 years ago at NAMM, Larry Basilio was playing with a laptop and guitar and software, and it worked.
And it felt good to see a huge guitar player playing like that on a computer?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm not crazy. Some other people do it too.
Someone else is as crazy as me. That's cool.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Tell us about your experience with going to the NAMM show. How long have you been exhibiting at the NAMM show?
I started going there as a tourist first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it was like 2012 or 2013, I can't remember exactly. And I've been exhibiting for maybe 5 or 6 years now. It's a great place to meet everybody in the audio industry and many musicians. And for me, it's a way to get in touch with many people and make friends and discuss music, audio, and all that stuff. I mean, it's a good way to create a community and be part of the whole business.
Mm-hmm. Any top secret project you can share with us for the upcoming years at Blue Cat Audio?
I'll be updating and creating new tools for guitar players.
Okay.
I still have many ideas, but they are still in work. So I will have to play guitar quite a bit more to finalize them. There's a new plugin that will be probably released before the end of the year, hopefully. I mean, it's been ready for 1 year, but
okay.
Yeah, it's not there yet,
okay.
For some reason. I don't know, maybe the pandemic. So I have a few other tools, but more for studio musicians and people doing pro audio. So I'll be doing more stuff in both fields for the next few years.
Excellent. If people want to get in touch, one more question before I say that. Is there some kind of trial version to try on your product, which is called Axiom for Guitar?
Yes. Yeah. It's,
how does it work?
You can just download for free on my website, and you can play with it. There's just one limitation, is that it's going to stop the effects for a few milliseconds every second or so. I can't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. So you can play you can every minute or so. You can play with it and try it and see if it
get
works.
A good
for
idea.
Yes, yes. Yeah, to see if it works for you with your system and if it sounds good for you and mm-hmm. feels good.
Okay. So if you want to, we want to try it. What's the website?
It's bluecatstudio.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can type bluecatstudio in any search engine. It's going to work too. And hopefully I see you there soon.
Any idea when is going to be your next guitar show? Hopefully the next WinterNAMM 2022?
Yes, hopefully, but maybe before I'll be in Paris. I'm not sure yet, in October, if it works with my schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have more and more in the coming years.
Yeah, excellent. Guillaume, thank you very much for inviting me to your place, and good luck for the rest of the adventure. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the price of a magazine, subscribe to The Guitar Channel to access the full videos.